This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right, DeMarco, I want to hear about your OJ take, but you said something in the break that piqued my interest a little
bit. What's
that? You let your daughter watch The Matrix for the first time.
Oh, yeah, we watched it.
I loved the first Matrix. Yeah. How did she, first of all, did it hold up?
To me, it does, absolutely. Yeah. That movie changed my life. I swear I came up with that idea. I had that same idea.
Explain.
Okay. I'm sure everybody's had this before, like an idea that was in your head and it becomes a book or a movie. I had this in my head a long time ago.
Right, so tell me what you thought. You thought that exact thing.
I just
wondered if
all of this is real. Am I asleep somewhere and dreaming?
Were you partaking in what Brian likes to partake in?
I was too young.
This is me as
12 years old. You know,
when did the
11?
Movie come out? Oh, no, when you were originally thinking about it.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, damn, the movie's not that old.
Way back when.
Hold on. You didn't partake in the cannabis until later on in life?
When did you start? I was 12.
Yes,
12.
I was like in the 5th or 6th grade.
No, you didn't, Greg.
100%.
When?
12, 13 years old.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. My brother, who is a cannabis attorney now,
okay,
got me stoned for the first time.
He's a weed lawyer?
Yeah. Now he is.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, but back then, he
was
not.
How old is he?
He's 3 years older, so he was about 15, 16 years old. He brought over a 4-foot acrylic bong, and him and his friend were outside, and they had me clear it when I was like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I was stoned out of my mind.
At 12 and 13.
Yeah, somewhere. Please do not try 12, this at 13. Home.
That
yeah.
explains everything.
Please do not try this at home.
I mean, it explains a lot for me. And
that
why
explains
this is why when you say like, hey, do you know this guy? I might have then. I don't now. I say to Laura all the time, I don't remember what happened yesterday.
My man.
That is very true. Because I'm like, Greg, we just talked about this 2 hours ago.
Nope,
it doesn't exist in my brain. But so what did she think of? She's 9.
Yeah, she could care less about the action sequences, all that stuff, the bullet time, everything that was, you know, ooh-ah back then. Yeah. It's like old hat to her now.
Right. I guess that part doesn't hold up, huh?
She laughed. She actually giggled when they took out the cell phones.
Oh, because they were off.
Right. Like, oh, look at that. Ha ha. You know, I'm like, oh, dang. You were like 14 years, not even born yet when this movie came out.
It was so good when it first came out. But that's interesting because I watched The Wire. You saw The Wire, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't watch The Wire until like 10, 15. I probably watched it maybe 6 years ago for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So I was late to the party. And when they were like tapping the phones and all those things, I was like, wow, this is so old school. When it came out, it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah. But
when I watched
like,
it, I was like, eh.
Kind of hee hee. But the thing
still
that got
show.
Her the most was the actual pods. Like when she got the idea, like this is a computer and everyone's asleep and the machines are the bad guys. Once she got that, it became like almost a horror movie.
So
like, this is terrifying.
Did you have the conversation with her of like, does she want to know, would she take the right pill?
She wants to see the next one. And yeah, I haven't asked her the red pill, blue pill yet.
Okay,
I don't think
she
got that concept yet.
Oh, she hasn't gotten it yet?
No.
Because that was like a big part of
we're
going
to have to watch it again. But
okay.
She does want to see number 2.
She's 9.
Yeah, she's 9.
No, she's 9. That's fine. Like, but at the same time, like if you have that conversation, where does she want to know the truth?
I'm going to get, Laura, he's right. I'm going to get to that question about
would you
rather know and be like, it looks bad when the humans are really humans, it's dirty down there.
Right.
Would you rather know and live in truth and be dirty, or would you rather be asleep and be rich, like, you know, in the Matrix?
What would you do?
Depends on what day it is.
Today, what would you do?
I mean, right now on the radio, of course. You know, give me the. Was it the blue pill?
I think so. I just get them confused.
Is it blue pill or red pill?
Do you know, Brian?
One that wakes you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get confused.
Yeah.
Let's just call it the blue.
Then I'd be the red pill. I'd wake up.
You'd wake up
because I'm on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I want to be where I am now. I do not want to wake up and know like, I'm in a simulation right now.
You
I don't
are a cipher. See, you're that guy. You're the bad guy.
Yes.
See?
Yes. That's how.
Like I
absolutely.
Said, you're
but
Owen
no, but
Wilson
he was
an anaconda.
He
you'll see.
I don't know. I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah, you're that guy. You'll see.
All right. I can't wait. And I'm going to come back and be very, very offended. All right. Listen to Mason and Ireland. It's Donald Cap today on a Ticket Thursday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton on Saturday, October 12th at the Hollywood Bowl with special guest Jimmy Vaughn. Just listen to the cue to call and be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776, and win. Tickets on sale now, but you can win them all day long on a Ticket Thursday on 710. All right. So
Jimmy Vaughn, I don't know who that
is.
Yeah, anybody know Jimmy Vaughn?
No, do you have a Jimmy Vaughn that you can play at some point?
I gotta find it. Okay.
All right, so DeMarco.
Yeah. Oh, passing, the OJ thing.
Passing of OJ. What were your first thoughts? Like, where did you go to when you saw that he passed away today?
Just weird. I told my wife, I said, OJ died today, and she was stunned. Like, oh, you know, and it kind of dawns on you, like, it's OJ. It's somebody that everyone knows. He's, for better or for worse, a celebrity. We know everybody got caught up in the OJ thing, right?
Yeah.
Everybody had to almost choose a side. If you're of a certain age, you know who he is. So when he died, it's like, wow, something significant just happened. But after about 10 or 15 seconds, you go like, oh, okay, and move on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of what he was accused of and what he might have done, you know, it's like, well, okay.
It is
what it is.
He's such a weird thing. Like the text messages I got when he died, they were all basically the same. It was nothing of like, oh, I'm sad. It was a lot of just like some people laughed.
Yeah.
Some people were just like, he's going to another place. Some people were just, it was a joke to them essentially.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to make it light of it about a guy dying, but he was such a weird character to the point of he was so big for so long. And then he had he allegedly killed somebody, and then he became a whole nother character just even after that. He went on Twitter and he was trying to just make himself into a Twitter star.
That one blew my mind.
That was so weird.
Right. And it worked.
Yeah.
It absolutely worked for him. Yeah.
He has like a million, he had like almost a million followers by the time he went. I just, the whole thing kind of irks me a little bit.
It was very wrestling of him. Have you heard this? Like when the babyface hero kind of runs its course, think Hulk Hogan.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, he went up.
So
yeah.
we're everybody's favorite, and then all of a sudden your popularity starts to wane. So what you do is you become a villain. You make them hate you, and you have a whole new life. That's what it seems like with OJ. You're going to hate me anyway. How can I monetize this? Let me go on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where everybody can, like, say something to me. Say whatever you wanted to OJ. So that part just blew my mind. But, yeah. As a player, I was in the NFL when it happened, and I remember the day.
Oh, were you really?
I was in the NFL.
Yeah, it was 97, 94 was the
94
chase.
94 was the chase. Yep. Cato Kalem was on our airplane once. That was weird.
What going was that
Green
like?
Bay.
Why was he on it?
I have no idea. No one would tell me. Like, when I said, hey, is that Cato? They were like, yeah, and they just move on. Like, I don't know how he wound up on our plane going to Green Bay when I was a rookie. It was weird. That's, so Cato was on a plane.
That doesn't make sense.
Daryl Henley was also on the plane. He was our starting corner, and he was arrested for murder. So we had federal agents on the plane with us going to Green Bay. This is all my rookie year.
Well, that's Daryl Henley. Was that right when that happened?
Yeah, this whole thing. He was allowed to play again when I was a rookie. I think all that happened the year before. So I walked into this mess.
And that's wild.
It's wild. And there's Cato. So this whole thing. And then I remember when the verdict came in, and there's never been anything in my life that ever split a locker room.
Oh,
because there's black guys, white guys, everything.
Sure.
Nothing ever split a locker room faster than that verdict.
Really?
It was weird, man. It was really, really strange.
Was it white, black? Or was
of
there
course.
Something like, it was strictly like it was so, two separate
so
sides.
You have a room, let's say 50 people in that room.
Right.
You're going to have people that act differently. And there's always going to be a group of knuckleheads that just are stupid and do stupid things. So you had people cheering when you walked into a locker room. Right?
Yeah.
Happy, dancing. And then there's a part of the room that's mad that this guy got off for killing someone.
Yeah.
Right. And we all got to come together today and go out and practice football. You know what I mean?
Oh, it was people are hitting weird. A little bit harder that day.
Absolutely. Or just, I don't want to work with you. There was like no communication on the field that day.
How did you get through all that stuff? That's
You work through it. I mean, look, once you get past it and you got to play the Niners on Sunday, you can move past anything. But just that day, it was weird. Really, really strange.
That's wild. Yeah. I can imagine how difficult it would be because, like, there were so many things that were happening in the world at that time, especially with race, with, you know, cops and all the things that were going on. That was a tough time. And so you have it split like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, like, it's locker room. You've heard the Richie Incognito stuff and stuff he said. Sure. And who was the guy? The Riley Cooper guy.
Riley Cooper. That's exactly who it was.
All that. I mean, so that stuff happens where there's words said amongst teammates that if it got out it might seem weird, but that day all that was done. You don't want to cross these lines.
It was
you go with this group, I'll go with this group, and let's just let this cool off for a while. It was weird. It was really, really strange.
I mean, you had to get through it obviously to play on Sunday, and you were playing the Niners.
We did play the Niners that week, or we were playing right.
It was a game. It was just you were playing somebody.
It was just so odd. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So the way I remember it, because I was, let's see, if it was in 96, that means I was 13 years old. I was in eighth grade, something like middle school, essentially. Our teachers would pull out. Remember when they had the TV that was on the rolly thing?
Yeah.
And it was all strapped down.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single class had that out, and it was on TV.
For the trial. Wow.
That was not something that we weren't learning anything. But I guess it's civics. But at the same time, like, it was that. We are watching this. This is the most important thing anybody's going to do right now because of who OJ was. He was such an overwhelming force of a person. He was a beloved star.
Remember the chase?
Yeah.
People loved OJ then until we found out exactly what went down. And then it all switched.
It all switched.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. I still watch the airplane movies with him in it.
Yeah.
Or was it Naked Gun?
Naked Gun with him in it.
I'm like, wow, there was a time when we actually loved OJ.
And then he turned into such a strange, strange character. I just don't understand how that all went down.
Yeah.
But it was trippy.
That was our first big celebrity case, right? That was like the beginning of all this stuff that began.
I feel like that's probably the first one I remember, but I'm 35.
Yeah.
So.
Because of this, we got the Kardashians, right?
There's a lot of things that people think about with Kim Kardashian.
This is where
Robert Kardashian
was not the first thing you think of. I'm just saying.
Nancy Grace, who else? There was a lot of people that came out of this thing. Yeah.
They were all characters. Like Judge Ito became a character.
Yeah,
he became somebody.
They all became famous.
Judge Ito got a Judge Judy type show because of this.
Watch this. I'm going to name drop. Christopher Darden went to my high school.
No, really?
The only reason that matters is because of OJ. I never met the guy.
Right.
But I'm proud to say he went to my high school.
Me and Christopher Darden.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. But just some crazy stuff. That's
nuts.
The way that Chris Morales says it. It is a final on O.J. Simpson at that point.
Wow. Unreal.
Hey, he said it at the beginning of Travis and Sliwa. What do you mean?
Same. Whoa,
has there been an O.J. movie yet?
There's been Made in America. They did.
Who played O.J.? Was it Cuba?
It was Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah.
But was it about,
It was about the trial.
Was there an actual movie?
They did a 30 for 30 and they did Made in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So there was two different things.
Wow.
But let's switch it up just a little bit. Let's go to the Lakers now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's happened. We haven't talked about them. It's been way too long. It's been an hour and 15 minutes and no Laker talk.
Yeah.
So we'll get into a lot of what's going on in the standings, what we need to happen.
I think people like that right
now. Some do, some don't. So we'll get into the Lakers just a little bit coming up next. But DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Yeah, man, you got it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is this Jimmy Vaughn's?
It is, yeah.
This is Jimmy Vaughn.
This is Jimmy Vaughn.
Let me hear it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This will get you ready for Clapton.
I think somebody in the Mason Island community said that he's Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother.
Oh, okay. When I see Vaughn, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think that's who it is, and then we just don't know.
Oh, another guy who died when I was at football practice. This was in college, and it was a big deal. Like some dudes didn't practice that day. They were so heartbroken.
Really?
That's what I said.
I mean, he was a great artist.
Yeah, he wasn't on my radar, but they loved him, and he died, and they didn't practice that day.
I mean, I don't know. If someone dies, a celebrity or artist or something like that, I'm not doing my job that day.
I know. Right? I don't think out of character for us up there at UW. I mean, even funerals, like family funerals, can't get you out of practice. But that day, some of those guys didn't practice.
I mean, I get loving the music and all of that and being like, it means something to you. I can't. It's not my kid or my dad or my mom or my dog. I just can't.
Yeah. Well, that's you now as an adult. Maybe back in the day when you were a kid.
I would absolutely not miss something.
Really?
I would miss school or something because a celebrity passed away.
At one point, if Hulk Hogan had died when I was like 12.
You'd be that distraught?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you're saying at 12, these are...
Back before I found out who he really was. Okay. Anyway.
These are college kids. These aren't 12-year-olds.
I mean, 6 years removed from being 12. I mean, you're 18,
older.
19 years old.
Yeah.
6 years is a long time, bro.
Yeah.
Let it go.
I mean, that long.
Your emotions at 12 and your emotions at 18 are vastly different.
I didn't skip practice. They did. Right. I went out and practiced. Yeah.
Laura, are you skipping anything if a celebrity passes away?
No, man.
Yeah.
Like,
wait a minute.
I'm serious. Listen, if there's even when Kobe passed, we came to work. We had to come to work. You know what I mean? And it was hard.
That's because you work in the industry.
I know, but I'm saying that was hard for me. Like, I cried. I was a mess, whatever. There's people that have made me distraught. Selena was somebody when I was little. I was really little when she got killed. Aaliyah was another one.
No, Aaliyah was a bad one too.
The Aaliyah for me, I took that really hard. Michael, there's certain people that I've taken really, really hard where I've cried and they're not family. So I'll go that far where I was like, ooh, and it hurts, but I'm not taking school or work off.
Yeah, no. I would be mad if somebody at DMV took the day off because a celebrity died. Yeah. I got to get this registration fixed now.
Let's make this happen.
Be gone. I'm here.
I loved MJ as much as you did, but
I got to get this done.
Now serving C25 at window number 7.
Now,
Jorge does a really good job with that one. All right, but we got to talk a little bit about the Lakers. And
see,
yes,
I told you.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know.
Have you given up on the season? Like, is it over for you?
It's a really good question. I don't think...
Because I know it's done when people start talking about the draft. I know what that means in sports.
Well, I mean, who's talking about the draft?
It's people like Laker fans. They're talking about the draft.
I think it's different. Talking about the draft, that just means they have draft picks.
Yeah.
And they have a draft pick that they can move. They can move 3 draft picks. So that's a little bit different than... They're not talking about who they're going to draft in the draft.
Right.
It's
but we're
about
talking
moving
about off-season
that pick
business.
For off-season business for Donovan Mitchell or Trey Young or someone along those lines.
Okay.
But... Have I given up on the season? I want to say no, but it's so tough. And I'll tell you why. Because they're the 9 seed right now. They do not have the tiebreaker over the Golden State Warriors. So they're most likely, the most obvious place they're going to go to is the 10 seed. And if you're the 10 seed, you're in the play. They're in the play-in. But if they're
locked in the play-in. Yeah.
And they're most likely in the 10 seed. If you're the 10 seed, 2 road games. That means you have to win the first road game, which is probably against Golden State, maybe against the Kings. You've lost the last 3 times in a row in the last 2 months to Golden State. You've lost every single game this year against the Kings.
Yeah.
Most likely, and on their home court, most likely a loss. Let's say you get past it. Then you have to go to another road game on Friday, and that'll probably be against one of these teams too. The Pelicans, the Suns, the Kings, or the Warriors. It's going to be one of those teams. Again, very, very difficult on the road against, but it's a probable loss.
But you feel pretty good about those matchups. I think it just sucks for you as a fan.
So
because the games aren't going to be here, or at least one's not going to be here. But like LeBron said, like when they're healthy and you've got AD and LeBron against just about anybody, you've got a shot. At least you know that, right?
See, that's what you would think. Yes, you do have a shot. And they've been very good since February 1st. I think it's something like 21-11 or 12, something along those lines. But they have all these guys healthy all year long. LeBron James has played in 69 games. Anthony Davis, or 70 games now, I think. 70 games, and Anthony Davis plays in 74 games. They're still the 10 seed, DeMarco.
Well, because the West is wild, though. Yeah, I mean, part of that is because the West has gone nuts.
Sure, yeah, sure. In that time that they were, they went 21-11 or 12, I don't know exactly what it is, they have all of their losses except for one was to Indiana, but it was against teams in the West and teams above them.
Yeah.
They lost twice to the Kings. They lost three times to the Golden State Warriors. They lost twice to Denver. They lost to Minnesota. They lost. They lost to. They haven't played the Pelicans, but they lost to the Suns too. They've lost to all the teams that are in front of them.
All the teams that actually have a shot of winning the West.
They can jump over. Yeah. All the teams that they have a chance, and they had multiple chances to get there.
You had a shot versus Golden State, and you lost.
If they would have beaten Golden State, they would have, I think, a half game back in of the 6-7.
Tough question.
They screwed themselves.
You always want a chance to win, right?
Yep.
You always want to compete for championship.
100%.
Would you rather be out this year or in the play-in?
I mean, of course I'd rather be in the play-in because I want to see as many games as possible because, again, like you said, when you have LeBron James and you have Anthony Davis, you have a chance to win every single game.
So you'd rather be in the playoffs?
Of course.
And
of
you think you still have a shot. So
This
is not horrible for the players. This is not horrible for the Lakers, the men that are actually playing. It sucks for the fans. There's no games here. So, you're on the road. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think it's a little bit different this year because the matchups were what – last year was matchup dependent. They got to the Western Conference Finals because of the matchups. They were the bigger and did a whole bunch of things to get past them. Like their Memphis was young. They were bigger than Golden State. They played Minnesota. They were just better than them. It just worked out really well. The matchups worked out. The matchups this time are not going to work out. Sacramento is a bad matchup for them.
Most likely. I mean, you still are a miracle away from having this happen. And like you said, you've got LeBron, and you've got AD.
Sure,
you still have a shot to beat these teams.
He doesn't have a headache.
You are taking the Pollyanna.
Wait, hold on.
Vision.
Did you say headache? Which one?
If he didn't have a headache or nausea, you do have AD. You know, I'm just saying.
That's tough too. AD, Who? I don't know if AD is going to play tomorrow against Memphis. They're in Memphis. I would assume that no, because they're assuming that's a win. That's a scheduled win.
I just have a question. How do you not play if you're AD?
Everybody wanted to know that.
But this is the thing when we talk about the toughness of athletes, baseball, hockey, football.
So
how do you not play if you're AD?
If you're nauseous and you have headaches and you have all those
then
things.
Then go throw up on the floor.
Look, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And this, by him not playing, it goes to what he...
Lott cut his finger
people
off.
People call him soft for this exact reason.
But I thought it was just injuries. He was unlucky.
Exactly.
You're proving people right if you don't play.
It was all going right. He was playing at a really high level. He was playing 74 games this year. He's staying healthy. He was playing in as many games as he possibly could. And then when it really, really mattered, he got elbowed in the head on Sunday, didn't come back. Could he have come back? I don't know.
We're not doctors.
Not doctors. I have no idea.
Yeah, we're not in his body.
So
but
I think fans would like to say, like, oh, he should have come back.
Headache.
I don't know.
I'm blind in one eye.
Yeah, sure.
The team's got to have it.
I get it.
Like, yeah.
But Golden State, you need to win that game.
No doubt.
To get out of that 10 seed, to have home games, to have a chance at the 6, 7, or 8, to have that ability, to have the chance at it. They did not get it because he did not play in that game.
And I blame you. You don't hold the players accountable.
I'm trying to have a real conversation.
I am. You don't hold the players accountable. You've got to make this guy gut through this. You have to.
Me?
You're blaming me. Well, I mean, who else can I blame?
I wish
I could yell at LeBron.
How am I the one to blame for Anthony Davis being soft?
Because you're sitting right there.
Okay.
You're sitting in the A chair.
You're in the A chair. That's right.
I'm holding him accountable. I'm talking about how you have to play.
No, make him play. You have to make him play.
Oh, okay.
Put on the goggles and get in there and play.
Okay, so let's see. Do you have his number? If you send me his number.
No, you have his number. Don't you run ESPN?
Let's see.
You're in the A chair?
No, but honestly,
if I type in Anthony,
it is tough because we don't know what he feels. We were not in
his
body.
Right.
But because of this, people's narrative of him went back to street clothes, right back to this.
I'm sure some of the best players, and he is considered one of the best players in the league.
Top 15 player.
Correct?
Yes.
I'm sure guys have played through worse.
LeBron was sick. He played.
I'm just saying.
He did. And you don't like LeBron. So to say that, it says a lot. So, but yes,
Michael Jordan in the flu game.
Flu game.
Yeah.
Look, this should have been this type of flu game for him because this game meant a lot. Just because you're in, get into the play-in, you had a chance to get out of the play-in.
Right.
The ability, whether it was going to happen or not, it was going to be very, very slim chance. But you had that slim chance. It was there. If you play in that game, you have a chance at the six.
Talking about AD.
It's gone now. It's gone. That is completely and utterly gone.
So, I mean, are
and
you
they're most likely in the 10.
So, are you giving up on a championship? Or did you ever think you had a chance at a championship?
See, no, I don't think there was ever really a shot because Denver is just too good in every single sense of the word. They're going to go run right through these playoffs. I feel like they're the team, like the Warriors in 2017, 2018, the Lakers from 2000 to 2003, like they're this 2001, 2002. I think they're those types of players, that type of team that is going to go on a long, long run of like 5 years. They may not win every year, but that's that type of team that they are.
Underachieved, exactly what they are. I know you want to fire Darvin Ham. Everyone does.
So I think Darvin Ham is going to go, and yes, I don't think that he is the right coach for this. I don't know who the next guy is supposed to be. It's going to be anybody. My whole thing is, if you're going to bring somebody in, a new head coach, just put the right guys around him. Frank Vogel, to me, was the right coach, but he also did the right thing, whether that's from the front office or from himself. He brought former head coaches around him. He had four guys that were all former NBA coaches that did a lot of the work for him, that did a lot of that helped him get to the...
Always
and they
smart.
Were good. That's the
you hire smarter people than you.
Joe Mazzulla in Boston has like four former head coaches with him.
You hire smart people.
That's the way that you have to
Who's
do it.
Who's the guy that the players wanted? I just read this
Tyronn
today.
Lue?
No. He's already on the staff.
Phil Handy.
The players wanted Darvin Ham gone mid-season?
So, there's a lot of speculation around all of that earlier in the season. I mean, there's a lot of... It all makes sense. Rui Hachimura signed a $51 million contract and didn't start playing as a starter until January. That's just malpractice. You put it on the coach, whether it's all him or not. You put it on him and... other guys are going to make it.
I didn't know the players wanted him out. I know a lot of people wanted. It's fun to pick on you guys that want him to get fired.
Sure.
That's why I hope the Lakers win a championship.
Because
he has to come back.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Right. Yeah.
If they go from the 10 seed to a championship, then yes, of course he's going
to
come back.
You have to go to the parade and say I was wrong.
I think fine.
You would?
Yeah, fine.
On one knee. After a Pilates class.
Now you're going way too long. I can't get it. If it's after a Pilates class, I can't get on one knee. I can barely get on one knee right now.
Right now?
Yeah. No,
come on.
It's an absolute mess. All right, but we can continue talking about this a little bit later. But also, somebody wants to get back into the NFL, possibly.
Who?
I'll tell you next.
Oh.
DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Okay. What are you got this one?
The song?
Yeah.
This is mine.
This is yours.
This is J. Cole.
Oh, okay.
I thought she wanted me to freestyle or something.
No.
You got this one?
No, I was just saying, I'm going to be honest, I did not know J. Cole. I don't know J. Cole.
Oh, yeah.
I know of J. Cole. I don't know his
music.
7 minute
drill.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just got to be careful
look,
with
that. DeAndre's in there. He's shaking his head at me like, how can you not know J. Cole?
Are you not a J. Cole Jermaine. Fan?
No. I don't know one way or the other how I feel about J. Cole. I don't know.
You don't know
music.
Who he is as an artist.
Which, yeah.
Like Jimmy Vaughn. We didn't know.
Yeah. I have no idea who Jimmy Vaughn is.
There you go.
Was it Vons
who
or
owes
Vons?
The diss record? He put one out on Kendrick Lamar.
Oh,
right?
He already apologized.
They did. Okay, it's over. Okay.
J. Cole. Well, you got to be careful because just you can bring it back.
Is it clean?
It is clean, but
says
you never.
Is it clean?
Never know.
So why did you choose that song, Laura?
because I like J. Cole.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like some meaning behind it.
No, I mean, listen. What did I say? No Yacht Rock today. I literally went in there. I was like, no disrespect, but we're not playing Yacht Rock. I want to play some hip hop. I
want to
play
that.
You know, I used to get really creative with Sedano and Cap with the music.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, you know. So for me, it was like, I missed that part.
Yeah. Can you play it again? Play it under there. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, so
it was a great beat.
So I love J. Cole. I'm a huge fan of J. Cole. He did, you know, there's a whole Drake, Jay, Kendrick diss situation, but J. Cole actually apologized already. And I don't know how I feel about it, even though I'm a huge Kendrick fan. When you start something, and I get it, people are like, oh, that's cool that he dropped the beef. But I'm like, what did you say you want?
All the smoke?
Dingers.
I want home dingers.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so I'm
dingers.
Like, come, you if you're going to come correct and you're going to do it right, and don't apologize.
No, I don't want none of the smoke. That's
no,
not
no.
me.
None.
No smoke. Yeah.
By the way, and Laura, this is something that just has always bothered me. People, when you're in a conversation like this and you say, like, what do you say, DeMarco, you want? And say nothing?
Yeah.
I never know what to say in that moment.
I had no idea what you were going to say.
Like, yeah. I say a lot of things.
I want to help you, but I don't know
what you're going for. There's plenty of things I could go with.
Yeah. Like, please settle this beef on wax. That's all I ask of these artists. You know what I'm saying? Please settle it on records and let's just rap. Can we keep it there? How about that?
Yeah. I like the song.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Thank
and
you.
By the way, don't miss the Wabba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour today on 710 Wabba Grill. Wabba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. Restrictions do apply. Wabba Grill, eat smart, be healthy, and listen in the 6 p.m. hour today for the Wabba Grill pop quiz and your chance to win Wabba Grill for your entire family. I would get all over one of those.
Absolutely. But don't tease me. Who wants back in the NFL?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, come on.
I'm talking about Wabba Grill real fast. Like, just,
hold on. Who wants back in the NFL?
I want a chicken mini bowl.
You weren't talking about me.
We are hungry.
Either
we
way,
want
I'm
food.
I'm starving, by the way. But yeah. Okay, no.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Terrell Owens.
I would not be surprised if that was the answer, but no.
Aaron
not.
Donald. I kind of talked about it.
Please let it be Aaron.
So he said something yesterday. I don't know if he still. Yeah. Oh, no. He said it yesterday. He was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long, and he was like, I don't know how I'll feel when it comes down to the time. So I don't know. We'll see. I think I'll be okay, but we'll see when that happens. He's coming back.
You think so?
I do. After that comment, I think he's coming back.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
So is it Aaron?
But it's not him?
But that's not who it was. Oh. Laura, do you have that sound?
Okay.
Here it is. Apparently not. It's Tom Brady.
And what? No,
Brian has it. Brian has it.
Okay.
Situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots.
Somebody.
Raiders could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball, so. To come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back. I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
He was on the Deep Cut podcast by creator Vic Blends, whoever that is.
Yeah.
So, obviously pretty big if he got Tom Brady onto his podcast.
Might know him.
But would you want to see Tom Brady back in the league now?
Absolutely. That's like the best living quarterback ever. Are you kidding me?
Sure, of course. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the best living quarterback right now.
I would still, if Brady in his prime versus Mahomes, who are you taking?
In his prime?
In his prime.
Ooh, that's
versus
really
Mahomes
tough.
In his prime. The best version of Mahomes best, you've ever seen. Okay. And the best version of Brady.
Is it blasphemy to say Patrick
Mahomes? Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, so,
second only to not knowing who John Matuszak was. Okay. Yeah.
Look, I told you, I don't remember what happened yesterday. You want to have this conversation? I got stoned at 12.
I got you. I got you. Explains a lot, but go ahead. Right. But Brady at his best? Absolutely. Seven Super Bowls.
Yes, of course. But also, I feel like Patrick Mahomes has something that Tom Brady does not have and has the escapability factor. They have similar arms, right?
Yeah.
They can throw the ball deep.
I'm about to turn right into Kurt Warner, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, keep going. I'm going to turn into Kurt Warner.
Okay, you can.
This is Kurt Warner's response every time you bring up the mobility.
Okay, because what he does, it's not even whether he runs a lot. He runs at the right time, but it's the escapability.
Yes.
If you're wrapped up, he gets out of it and gets away.
They call it creating off schedule.
Yes, creating off schedule. He does it better than anybody I personally have ever seen.
Absolutely. Want to hear the Kurt Warner response?
Yeah, please.
When you know where to go with the football, you don't have to do all that. That's Tom Brady. Yes, I know where to go with the football. I'm going to beat you to the spot with it every single time.
But he still beats you to the spot with it every single time, Mahomes.
Yeah,
he just takes more time.
I think Mahomes at some point will probably eclipse Tom Brady.
Yes.
In championships and maybe numbers. But the game has changed. It's a little bit different, right?
Exactly.
And he still has a
different
long...
Different eras you can't do.
He's gone back-to-back, and he still has a long way to go before he even gets close to Tom Brady. So at their best, I'm still taking Brady over anybody.
Look, I'm not saying anything negative about Brady at all by any means. I think he is an amazing quarterback and the best quarterback that has ever played the game right now. I think Patrick Mahomes, by the end of all of it, will be that guy.
Maybe.
It's possible.
How many is he sitting on now?
Three, I think. But he's
three championships.
It's 3 in 4 years.
Yeah.
So he has the ability to do it. And he's doing it just the way that Brady did it, too. He had no receivers this year.
The only difference between the two, in my opinion, I think Andy Reid retires before
and he had Belichick
Mahomes
with
does.
Him the entire time.
The entire time.
Except for Tampa
That's
Bay.
That's going to hurt Mahomes at some point when Andy Reid says, I'm done.
I mean, Andy Reid's going to be done after this next year.
We've been saying that for a few years. If they go three-peat, he's done.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do. He's the greatest coach ever.
I mean, there was also talk about Travis Kelce retiring at the end of this year, and he's coming back.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you lose both Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, you're losing a lot.
That's going to
hurt. But we said that when he lost Tyreek Hill. You're going to lose Tyreek Hill and go to the Dolphins, and you're not going to have wide receivers, and you still win championships.
I knew that was going to hurt. But it wasn't going to stop him. It wasn't going to keep the Chiefs from being great.
Because they had guys like Rashee Rice, but that's not happening anymore after what went down with Rashee Rice. So,
but if you lose Big Red, if you lose Reed, you lose the building, and then you have to start over. That will hurt him down the road.
So you don't think they have another guy behind Big Red that's going to kind of like just take over for
him? Sure. I mean, it could be the guy that's already there. I've heard Steve Spagnuolo may take over. That might be the smartest thing ever.
I think you said it at one point that he should get another shot, right?
Yeah.
Spagnuolo?
I don't know how you sell that to another fan base, because if you bring up his head coaching, you know, track
record.
With
the Rams. Yeah,
yeah, it's not going to look good. But if you take over for Andy Reid and Andy Reid handpicks you to run the same culture, the same scheme, it works out. Then you keep Mahomes happy. And there's continuity. I can see how that would extend his career. But like I said, even if he has another run, another 3-year run, you're still going to be one or two behind Brady.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But also, how old is he? Like 28?
You got time.
Yeah, he's got time.
You got time.
And he's still smack dab in the middle of his prime. What was that, Laura?
But let's say he gets one next year, right? Let's just
Mahomes?
Say yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He will be the first. They will be the first team and first quarterback to do it back. To back.
Yeah, if he gets the three-peat,
you know what
Andy
I mean?
Reid is done.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good point. If he does a three-peat, does that kind of get you closer to that level of 7 championships?
Absolutely.
It's not the exact same number, but it's a three-peat.
Yeah. When you get to Canton and when we're talking about his Hall of Fame exploits or whatever, you'll talk about a three-peat.
And then
you'll say the only guy that has more Super Bowl rings than you is Tom Brady.
right.
You win 3 in a row, but he's got 7.
Yeah, he has 7, but nobody else did this.
Right.
You're the only one to ever get 3 in a row.
But he's got the most.
Like, it's a good debate, though, no matter what.
Absolutely.
What's so amazing about it, too, is that it's still basically the beginning of his career. He's only been in the league, 6 years?
Yeah, he's going to be around for a while.
We've got a long time with Patrick Mahomes.
But I said I played at Nebraska. That was scary. Played in the black hole in Oakland.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Yep.
And I know half those people in the stands. The most intimidating thing I've ever seen on a football field was watching Tom Brady warm up in Foxborough with all those banners behind him.
Oh, yeah, it must be terrifying.
Oh, my God. He looked like a giant.
So if it's Mahomes at Arrowhead, same level?
Still scary.
Just a slight level below?
Was it 3 years ago? It was one of the COVID years, I think. Oh, I can't remember the quarterback's name. We had to go to Kansas City to play them, and we had our third string quarterback. Yeah.
Was it Wolford?
I can't remember. No, it was the guy. I can't remember. I'll tell you next break. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. All right. But while you think about that, we're going to get Laura in here. We're going to get Brian in here. What's Up, Fools? Next, DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Chris. Corporate Greg is the A, so I'm taking the first one. All right, guys, I was hesitant to do this question, but you know what? Believe it. I'm just going to do it. So a notable LA DJ owes me some money, a significant amount of money, and not just me, but some of my friends. So I've been really tempted.
What's their name?
Here's the question. I've been really tempted because he's very known in the circles, especially
Tiesto.
In the media. Not like that level. I'm talking about like local LA DJs, you know? And they're very known. So my thing is, should I just kind of like zen and kind of not let it go because he's still got to pay up? But he's been dragging me along for a minute.
What is a minute?
It's a minute.
Like one, is it yesterday?
More than a week, less than a week.
Oh, we're talking months.
Months?
Oh, yeah.
Months. Yeah. And it's not like $20, y'all. It's a good amount of money. So my question is, should I just let it keep breathing or should I just be like, put it out there and just be like, bruh, tag him, call him out on it?
What's our Sopranos education taught us about this moment here? You got to get your arms around this thing.
Yeah.
You got to go over there.
100%.
You got to go over there.
Yeah.
You got to go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best like Jersey accent I've heard you do. Ever.
Yeah. You got to go over there. Yeah. You got to send Furio. Yeah. You got to show up. Yeah.
I don't. Either you show up and you do it that way or right here, right now, call them out and make sure that all of Los Angeles knows who it is and goes up to him. If they know him, go up to him and be like, hey, pay Laura her money.
Yeah.
And all of her friends.
Hey, and other people in the business that he owes money to.
That's the last thing he wants is that sort of pub. You got to let that out. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Go ahead.
I can.
Go on.
I'll tell you guys out of the break.
No. Do it.
Go ahead.
What's the initials? DJ.
I'll start with the J.
DJJJ? Okay.
It's not JJ. No. But
let me look up DJJ in LA.
DJJJ. If you know a DJ
it's DJ and then the first initial after the DJ part to J.
Okay. So J something.
Very known.
DJ
wait, hold on. Before we get into this.
Very known in the circles.
How much money we're talking? Is this ePay money?
No, man. I don't got ePay money.
I'm just saying.
I don't even got that much money for someone to take from me.
All right. You know?
You wouldn't be working here if you
Yeah, I would not. I love y'all, but I would not be working here. But it is a few $1,000s.
Whoa. Yeah, no. Put it out there. DJJ.
From like me and my friends. And yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
DJJ, pay her money.
Wow.
Please.
Like, we're going to... Talk directly to you,
to
DJJ.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
Pay Laura and her friends and the people in the business her
that
money.
You owe.
Their money. It's important.
We're they outside need it. Your house right now.
Go do it.
We're in a car.
Otherwise, ePay is coming after you.
My the friend actually are coming after threatened you. Him. He's like, bro, you know, he paid her real quick because she threatened him.
See?
And I was like, I.
When it's like when Stewie was trying to get his money back. Pay me my money.
What's that, fool?
But you got to
beat the hell out of Brian.
All right, coming up, it's kind of tying this in together here. This could happen if you don't pay the money.
But okay.
We're about a week out from the hockey fight, the brawl heard around the world as I saw some headlines. It was 10 on 10, 2 seconds into the game last week.
Everybody
Rangers,
dropped the gloves, yeah.
Rangers Devils.
Oh, hell yeah.
5-on-5. And then there's some stories that come out earlier this week that they actually planned the fight due to the previous game of like a unnecessary hit kind of deal. But their plan was the first two guys, they're, you know, talked pregame, we're going to fight it out because of what happened.
Yeah.
If everybody fights at the same time, nobody can be ejected because apparently there's rules where in hockey, start a fight after there's already a fight, then those guys are automatically gone.
Called the instigator rule?
Right. Yeah. Yes. So they plan to all, you know, start at the same time. But their whole thing is they want to police the game themselves.
Yeah.
Because they didn't feel there was enough penalties or fines on this, you know, hit that happened a couple weeks prior. So are you guys okay with the policing your own, you know, policing the game, the players policing it themselves?
I am more than okay with it. Absolutely. You should let the players take care of it. Okay. Sometimes, especially in hockey, man. Really, I mean, that's the job of the enforcer. But I never thought when you see like a 5-on-5 when everybody drops the gloves, that's why they're doing it.
It's amazing.
To avoid the instigator rule. That's so smart. But I mean, if you're like Greg, do you like to fight?
I don't like to fight.
Yeah.
I will fight if I have to.
Okay. But I mean, imagine if I showed up in the locker room and said, hey, look, we're all fighting today.
I'm going in.
You're going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
It doesn't matter if you don't want to fight, period. Because if you don't fight out there, we're going to beat you up in here.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're all going.
You're either with us or against us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So I'm just watching this because I wanted to see it again. And it was an elbow to the head of, it was a devil hitting a ranger the head with his elbow. And he barely touched him.
Boom.
It really wasn't that big of a hit. I'm sorry. It wasn't that big of a hit.
But that's the hit they're trying to get rid of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Besides that, I love the fact that everybody dropped their gloves at once and went right at it.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they had, because that's the way they should be. It's going to tell them, get rid of this or we're going to. And by the way, 8 players got ejected.
Yeah.
So their plan didn't necessarily work.
It did not work at all. They got ejected in the first 2 seconds
of
the game.
Somebody knew. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a thing. It was like a pre-planned thing. So.
Yeah. I used to do that, dude. That was my thing. If you hit my quarterback, I'm getting yours. Yeah. The rougher you are with my guy, I'm getting yours.
And you're a defensive back.
Absolutely.
Or a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You're going in.
If you bury my guy, and it's Dana Stubblefield. I think Dana's still alive. He was in jail. I know that.
No.
Yeah.
Niners.
But Dana used to take liberties with our quarterbacks bury him. And we would stand there and say, we're getting your guy. Yeah.
And just go right after him.
Ease up on our guy or we get yours.
Dana Stubblefield is alive.
And your guy, and your guy's far more valuable than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, I was looking up Dana, so I lost my... Oh, here it is. Okay, so a Kansas baker lost her ring, her diamond ring. It's a $4,000. She baked it into the goods. So now she's like, yo, if you have my diamond, please bring it back. But my question is, if you buy something from a bakery and you take a bite and a diamond comes out, are you going to be like, oh, I have your diamond? Or are you going to be like, I have your diamond. I'm going to go pawn it and handle that?
Yes, I am absolutely going and giving it back to the baker. If I got it from a specific bakery, yeah, look, that is a diamond ring is extremely expensive. That's $4,000. That's a lot of money.
And her husband.
It could have killed you.
It could have, but at the same time, I'm giving it back to this person. Absolutely.
It could have killed you.
Are you saying you would not give this back to them?
It depends on if I bit it and like, oh, spit it out. Okay,
maybe
I'd walk it back to you.
Yeah.
With a stern message.
Be like, hey, be more careful. Be careful. And first of all, that coming out is a hazard into itself.
Like if I spit it out, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If I almost swallow it and choke on it, oh, it's mine.
No.
If I survive this diamond ring.
What would you do with it?
Sell it.
Oh, no, you're crazy. You got to give that back to that person. No, you're wrong.
If you almost
kill
me.
This is why I want to get into your mind
next. If you almost kill me,
DeMarco,
no. Yes.
Her husband picked this out nearly 40 years ago.
Then you should have been more careful.
That's my thing, right? When you're baking or cooking, don't you take off your rings
or wear gloves or something
gloves.
Like that? Yeah, especially
if you're
wearing that.
This thing could have gone down my esophagus and killed me. It's esophagus, right? Yeah.
Right, yes, it is. And at what point are you wearing this ring and you doing stuff and not realize, oh, I don't have a ring on?
Yeah. Has it ever happened to you? Like anybody lost a ring in something they made?
No, I've lost rings, but not.
How do you lose a ring off your
finger?
You
lost a ring
here. Okay. So I lost my nose stud. So Christian gave me like a white gold. It wasn't diamond. I was like, it was them, right? But it was just like, for the small amount of like how little this thing is, it was pretty significant, pretty penny.
Yeah.
And we looked for that thing here.
It just fell out?
Yeah, because I went like,
Oh, you're up your face.
But
okay.
To my point, you felt it. You realized it was
gone.
Yeah,
I realized. I was like, oh, crap.
And you're not making a cupcake or a cake or something like that.
But how does
a
ring slide off your finger?
No, it wasn't the full ring. It was just the middle part.
So then that, okay.
Yeah,
that
you're
makes
not getting
a little,
that back.
No.
It's a diamond part.
Yeah,
if I spit it out, maybe. If I swallow it and throw it up, mine. If, like you said, the other way.
I thought it was the whole ring.
No, it wasn't the whole ring. It was
if
just the diamond.
If just the diamond, that's mine.
See?
That's mine. You lose. That's mine. You don't know where it is.
It's 4K, man.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's 3 o'clock.
All right. So coming up next, DeMarco, the draft is next week, and I think we got to get into a little bit
is
of what
the Rams.
Next
week or the week after?
The week after. Oh, you're right. It's 2 weeks. Again, I don't know what day it is.
Did you smoke today?
No, when I was 12. But the draft is coming up, and I kind of want to figure, like, if you have any idea what they're going to do or what you think they should do. So we'll talk about that next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.